T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joining us right now on the phone, though, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, is Atlanta Hawks head coach Nate McMillan. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, that sounds like a relative.
Hey. You know that would quit? Shit. I mean, still.
Yeah.
Who's the last player that you had that actually called you coach like that?
Avery Johnson.
Oh, wow.
What a great answer.
That's such a great answer because I can see.
Yeah, I can hear it coming out of his mouth right now, the way Avery Johnson talks. Nate McMillan joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Coach, unfortunately, the loss to the Knicks over the weekend and some injuries as well. And obviously, you're familiar with that. That's something you guys dealt with a lot last season, was guys being injured. What's the hardest part from a coaching perspective about dealing with some of these guys that are going to be out for a while?
Well, for us, I felt like we was just starting to get our chemistry, our rhythm. Guys were starting to, conditioning was better, and execution was starting to come for us. And then all of a sudden you lose really two players, Bogey and Cam, out of that rotation. And, that hurts. Whenever you lose a guy out of rotation, you have to make those adjustments. You have to adapt. As you mentioned, last year we had a number of injuries and we had guys to step in and play well for us. But, during the course of a game, it's tough to make that up, to replace that. Mm. And, guys have to have themselves ready, keep themselves ready, because opportunities are going to present itself. But, those are really, two big losses for us because both guys were playing really well for us.
Hey, Coach, I saw we were reading yesterday some of the stuff that from your presser was saying that Bogey will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Not necessarily he'll be back in 2 weeks. And the thing with Cam is doubtful tonight, but is this something that you can see lingering on throughout the season, or is just how he feels day to day?
Well, Bogey's injury, with the foot, that we'll look at. We know that he's going to be out for 2 weeks, and we'll have to see where he's at in 2 weeks. He is out the boot and walking without crutches, which, 2 days ago he had crutches in the boot. So that's a good sign. Things are getting better, and we'll know more in the next 2 weeks. So far as Cam, Cam hasn't been able to, or he hasn't done anything. He's done a little shooting the last 2 days, but really no running. The wrist is pretty sore, so he's more day to day. He's a little closer than Bogey. So again, we got that information. We know that we're going to need a couple of our other guys to step in and be ready to play.
Yeah,
possibly as soon as tomorrow night.
That's the interesting part of it, Coach, is the other guys. Is who kind of fills that role, and how do you manage the rotation? Is it more of a game-by-game thing? Like, here's a matchup we like, we'll use this guy more? Or do you think of it long-term in terms of, I'd like to see this guy getting more minutes maybe anyway, and now I get a chance to get him in the rotation more often?
Well, the guys that are healthy, of course, maybe their minutes increase. And then some of the guys who haven't played as much, Timothy and Solo, those guys will see some increased minutes. So we will you know, depending on, you know, we know that Bogey is going to be out. You know, so we have to look at someone in that starting lineup. And, you know, that is something that we will could possibly go from game to game. And we don't know about camp. You know, so those are two wings that are in rotation that we may have to fill that spot with both of those guys. So you could see guys like DeLon minutes increase. You could see, you know, Kevin minutes increase, Lou minutes increase, and with Timothy and Solomon, you know, playing more minutes. So we'll have to wait and see really game time tomorrow.
Coach, when players come back and you try to put them back into your system and the rotation and everything, what's the biggest concern most of the time? Is it necessary just the on the court type chemistry, or is it the conditioning part of it?
It's both. It's both, and it really depends on the amount of time that they're out. Mm. You know, when you're out 2-3 weeks, possibly a month, you know, so much has changed. Really, you know, far as, you know, mainly offensively, you know, you've tweaked some plays, you've changed some plays. You know, we will have to change, you know, some of the things that we're doing far as, you know, the actions that we were running with Bogey and Cam in the lineup. When you have, you know, a Timothy, or you have a Solomon Hill, or you have DeLon playing with Trey, or that first unit, you have to tweak, you know, some of the actions that you run to try to put those players as well as all the players in a position where they can be productive. You know, so when they come back, you know, being out for 2-3 weeks, possibly a month, you basically want them to just get that feel and play themselves into shape, work themselves back into that chemistry, that execution, and, you know, and that's kind of a slow process.
Atlanta Hawks head coach Nate McMillan joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Coach, Trae Young named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. He's had 30 or more in each of the last four games. And if we go back to the beginning of the season, he's talking about needing to find his aggressiveness a little bit more on the offensive end, maybe find his rhythm a little bit more. What has he been doing over the last week or so that you feel like is better than what he was doing at the beginning of the year?
Well, our tempo. I just felt like we were playing slow, you know, early in the season, and I think that was due to our conditioning. I thought guys came into camp, you know, a number of guys had injuries, and we were playing at a slow pace. I think I feel that Trae has picked it up. He's established that tempo a little bit faster for us. You know, we've defensively, we've been playing a little better on the defensive end of the floor and not taking the ball out of the net as much. And, you know, that's a key, you know, that we get stops, we rebound the ball, and we try to get that outlet to Trae up the floor as opposed to Trae coming back to get that ball. We want to really try to, you know, push the pace, you know, keep pressure on the defense to get back and see if we can get, you know, more points early in the clock than late in the clock.
Coach, how do you think, or will Trae's, like, everything you just explained, will that change because Bogey's not going to be there for a little bit and other guys might be in those spots?
No, it shouldn't change for him, because he is the guy that has to establish the tempo for us. And that is pushing the ball. You know, we like to try to run out the net as well. We're not as successful, and most teams aren't running out of the net. So what we've been talking about is defensively doing a better job of guards, keeping that ball in front, forcing teams to shoot over the top so that we can stay attached to our man and rebound the basketball. And that should allow us to get out into transition. You know, when you have a rebounder like Clint, a guy that can push the ball like Trae, you just need runners. And Kevin can get out and run. Cam can get out and run. Timothy, you know, those guys, John Collins, can get out and run. So it really doesn't change much. You know, the one thing that you will see is teams really load up more without a shooter like Bogey being on the floor. They will force the ball to be kicked out to the shooter. because, you know, with Bogey being out on the floor, his ability to knock down the three ball really spaces the floor for us.
Coach, when Clint Capela was traded here a couple years ago, one of the conversations we had was how does it work to have him and John Collins in the half court at the same time, given that they're both good in the pick and roll and roll under the rim and catching lobs? It's been really cool to see John Collins develop a couple more wrinkles into his game and be able to make that work. What's the key to having success with both of those guys in the half court offense?
Well, that is the key. You know, John. You know, the combination of John and Trey before Clint got here, you know, was a dynamic, pick and roll combination. And, you know, the personnel at the time, you know, it worked for them where they had five men that could spread the floor and shoot the ball. With Clint coming on board, we need for the four men to be that spread guy. So John's ability to not only, you know, pick and roll, but pick and pop, spread and shoot the three ball allows us to have that versatility. And what I try to do is, give John some minutes with Trey where he's playing the five so that we can continue to try to take advantage of that combination of John and Trey in the pick and roll. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we have to do a better job when we go with that spread offense of John at the five, Gallo at the four, we have to rebound the basketball. Mm-hmm. If we play that small lineup, we got to be able to rebound the basketball, and that's been a challenge for us this season.
Coach, we appreciate the time. As always, thanks so much. Good luck against Indiana tomorrow night.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.